Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, October 7th, and we're here. We're back.
Good morning.
We're back from Hawaii, or at
least aloha.
Some of us are. Oh, no. Here we go.
Well, what I don't understand is they say aloha even when you're leaving.
Right.
It's like aloha.
Well, in some languages, so it's like that. In Hebrew,
yeah.
It is too. You say
really?
Shalom when you see someone and when they leave.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
It was, yeah.
I know. Well, like, I guess it's a way of greeting, you know, even when someone leaves, you know. I mean, what are you going to say? You know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, see you later. It's not as much fun.
Right. Mahalo.
Yeah,
those
mahalo,
are the only two words that I know.
I know. There's a lot of L's and H's in Hawaii, if you noticed.
Yeah.
And it's they're saying it's a pretty simple language. They only have like a few alphabets or something.
Oh, really?
Or a few letters. I don't know.
It's funny because one day there was a really local person doing the valet at the hotel, and I had no idea what he was saying. He was talking so fast and talking. I don't even know what language it was. I guess it was their language, but I was like, I have no clue what you're talking about. And he's just going on and going on. It's like, wow. It's like a surfer language slashed with Americans. I don't know.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Did he look like a surfer guy?
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah, definitely.
That's why. Oh, God, man. So you went to Hawaii for almost a week, huh?
Yeah, it was 5 nights, so 6 days.
Yeah.
But it was fantastic.
Was it everything you hoped for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was absolutely, I mean, it's just breathtaking. We're in Wailea, I think I said it right. I still don't know how to say it, and I've been there for 6 days. But it was South Maui, and it was just stunning. The resort we stayed at was incredible. Mm-hmm. I had water slides, and the beach was like 10 steps away from the pool. It was just, it was incredible.
Yeah.
I think 90% of the time we spent a week was in the pool or the ocean.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess that's what you do in Hawaii, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
And for a water baby like me, it was perfect.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, the heat was, it was hot.
Yeah.
Hot,
no,
hot,
I meant
hot.
Eat. I
oh,
meant
eat. Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
You
yeah, we
that,
ate a lot
right?
too, but yeah. the temperature was, it was really, really hot.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. I'd say it was probably a 90 the whole time, but the sun just feels so much stronger there.
Right.
I think that the sun's stronger in California than it is in Florida, and definitely stronger in Hawaii.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's hot.
Because it's been very, very hot here, and I'm starting to wonder maybe it is a global thing.
Yeah.
And it happens everywhere now.
Well, yeah, because even Hawaii was strained. It was abnormal weather.
Really?
Because usually there's the nice breeze.
Right.
But there wasn't really.
Really? Wow. So it was
yeah.
pretty bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was hot, but
yeah.
when you're in the water all day, doesn't
That's
matter.
True, yeah. Plus, I'm sure you had some good company, right? I mean, you had friends and stuff
yep,
there and stuff.
Yeah, a lot of friends, yeah. So it was nice.
Partying and things like that.
You know, no. We were in bed by 9 every
no,
night and
mean,
awake
like,
by 6.
By the pool, drinking and
Well,
everything,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And but you can't, we didn't get too carried away because it's so expensive.
Oh, really?
So expensive.
Yeah.
So we were careful and, but we had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. We went to a luau and... but I liked that. We didn't really adjust to the time difference because they're 3 hours behind.
Right.
So we were going to bed so early, but waking up so early.
Yeah.
Because we were so tired from every... I mean, we did paddle boarding and we did a lot of activities during the day.
Yeah.
So we were tired by the night. But we were awake by 6 and... saw the sunrise and every morning.
Cool.
It was great.
Yeah, I wish I could go to bed at 9 and get up at 6. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
It was really
I
nice.
I can't see myself going
but
to
I can't
bed at 9.
I can't do that as much here.
Yeah.
But it was we just didn't get the time zone down.
Right.
We didn't adjust.
Yeah.
But it was great. It was really great.
Cool. And so you went to a wedding. How was the wedding?
Well, the wedding was the day before we left because they ended up changing. Because when you get married in Mexico, you have to get married in America first.
Okay.
So instead of, they decided last minute just they were just going to do the wedding as the big wedding, because they had to do the church wedding anyway. So instead of just having family and friends there, immediate family, they changed it to all family and friends. It was in the Bay Area on last Monday. So I didn't go to that. My boyfriend went because he was best man. Okay. But I didn't. It was just too much to go up there and then to Hawaii. But it was a big group of us out there, and we got to celebrate them and all celebrate together. So it was really, it was just great. It was nice. They did wedding photos out there, and it was great.
Wow, yeah. Very cool.
It was nice to see
something like that. Yeah, it's always nice when people get together and stuff.
Yeah, know? Definitely. Yeah. And I mean, the wedding photos were stunning on the beach.
Really?
Absolutely beautiful. The sunsets in Hawaii. I'm the simplest person. Just give me a sunset and my day is made.
Really?
And the sunsets in Hawaii are breathtaking. Wow. So the wedding photos with the sunset were just incredible.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see, now I want to go. Now you make me want to go.
It was really great. It really was.
It's fun. Hawaii is cool.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll go soon. I don't know. I've been thinking about it.
And you should.
Yeah, I know.
Treat yourself to a holiday.
And it is expensive because they thrive on tourism, you know. So they figure, you know, you want to drink in the hotel. Where else are you going to go, you know? So they'll charge you $20 a drink.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. I don't know how people can afford something like that. But I guess you figure, you know, I'm going on a vacation, then I'll be prepared.
Right, exactly.
Either I'll take money with me or I don't go, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But don't go half-assed, you know.
Yeah.
The worst thing you can do is start counting money when you're on vacation. You know?
Right. Seriously, and then you really go crazy.
I know. It's like, wow, I want to do this. I want to do that.
Yeah.
I know. I was in San Diego over the weekend, and I wanted to...
I bet it was nice down there.
Well, it was about the same as here. It was
really?
Pretty hot, yeah. But it was nice. I stayed at a hotel and stuff. I just wanted to get away because what happened is Thursday night, I got one of those Living Social promotions or something. It was like a Hilton for $100, you know.
Oh, nice.
Friday night. I said, what the hell? I'm going, you know.
Yeah.
It's only a 2.5-hour drive. And I figured I'd just lie by the pool and enjoy myself.
Right.
You know, just do a different environment or something.
Yeah.
And it was cool, you know. So, but then I went to this place where I always like to have lunch and stuff. It's like in a resort there in Mission Bay. And they have boats and jet skis and stuff to rent. And I was dying to rent one, but I thought, you know, it's not a good idea to take a boat alone, you know, because what if something happens? You know, you wanna have somebody there.
That's,
you know,
true. I feel like that there's always lifeguards watching, though.
I don't know.
Not so much. Like,
yeah,
maybe.
Can they see you in the middle of the lake?
True.
You
know? That's true.
But, and also it's not as much fun, you know. I mean, you want somebody to take pictures, you want to just have fun. So
yeah.
I figured since this was like an alone getaway, I'll just do it next time, you know.
Yeah.
And, but it would have been fun, you know.
I bet that was nice, though, to go down. I love San Diego.
Yeah, it is very nice. It's very cool, you know. And I had fun there, you know. It was just a 24-hour thing.
Right.
And it was cool.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect time to get away.
It is, you know. I mean, shit, for $100 at the Hilton, also,
right?
You know,
yeah,
and
definitely.
It's a cool hotel with the balconies and everything, and overlooking the water.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I like San Diego. It's cool.
But
nothing compares to Hawaii, of course. You know?
I know. Now I've been spoiled. Now my next vacation is going to be rubbish. I'm going to be like, no, I want to go back to Hawaii.
I know. Nothing will live up to this, huh?
I know. And at the airport on the way back. We flew, our flight was at like 3:30 yesterday, Hawaiian time. So we didn't get back till, I think we landed at midnight last night. But, so we had the morning, we didn't leave till like 12:30, 1 o'clock. And at the airport, they had the oysters that you can crack, that you pick, and they have the pearls in.
Uh-huh.
So my boyfriend was like, have you ever done that? And I said, no.
Right.
So I picked my own oyster.
Uh-huh.
It came out with two pearls, the pinky kind of colored pearl, and he got them made into earrings.
Oh, really?
I was like, that made my trip. I've never done that before. That was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
So they have to set for 24 hours, so I don't have them in right now, but I will tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
So so pearls are, do you wear pearls usually?
Yeah, really? I always wear pearls, but I've never had a real, real pearls.
I see, okay, cool.
So I'm so excited that I got to pick my own, and then and usually it's just one pearl that's in them, right. But I got two.
You got two?
Yeah.
Well, you needed a pair of earrings, I guess.
I know. I was really excited.
Wow. So it was nice to be off for a few days, you know. This morning was hard for me to get up again.
Yeah. You know? Back to reality.
Yeah, back to reality. But, and we're supposed to have a guest in, but it's a no-show, and I'm extremely irritated. I was going to rant about it, but I figured, what the hell, you know.
Right.
I'm not in the mood to rant right now. In fact, what I'm in the mood for is I have this song in my mind all the time, and I gotta play a clip of this because it's driving me crazy, you know, in my mind all the time.
Love
this
song.
You know this song? Yeah, I posted about it too because I thought it's such a cool song. And I never heard it before, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's been out for a couple of years maybe, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes I discover new music late. I mean, this guy, Adam Levine. Definitely gonna learn how to play this, sing this in karaoke or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
I need to sing this song. He's full of tattoos, huh?
He's so talented.
Yeah, he's got his shirt off in the video, so he's totally full of tattoos. Good. I love the song, man. It only took
It puts you in a good mood, right?
It only took me once to listen to it. And the funny thing is, I don't know how I got to listen to it, but I was going through Spotify and stuff, and I think I saw it, or I think it came into my mind, and I thought, I always wondered what the song looks like, or sounds like.
Yeah.
Moves like Jagger, you know, because it makes you wonder.
Mm-hmm.
And so the video obviously has Mick Jagger in it when he was young and moving on the stage. And the lyrics of the song are pretty cool. And then Christina Aguilera sings in the middle of it
her.
And stuff, you know. So it's an all-around cool song, you know.
Yeah, definitely. I love Maroon 5. I've liked them ever since their first album.
Yeah.
Huh? I can't remember what it was called. But the first album was a little more... not ballad, but they were slower songs.
Right.
But
they had like This Love, right? I mean, that song is up there and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first song I knew them from, but I think it was the first hit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, so then Adam Levine went on The Voice and became really, really huge.
Right.
And
that's what I think most people recognize him from now.
Right.
Is The Voice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I didn't know that he was the singer of Maroon 5, or let's say I didn't know that their singer was Adam Levine.
Right.
You know, until I found that out.
Yeah.
So then it makes you look at the band differently because now you sort of like know the guy.
Completely.
You know.
My mom loves The Voice, and I really want to try and get tickets to go to one of the...
tapings?
One of the tapings when she's here.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool, huh?
But I haven't found how to get them.
Oh.
I know a lot of people that have been, and no one's kind of said how they got the tickets.
Really?
What
is it, like a secret or something?
I don't know.
Just go online. Everything's online.
I've tried, but
really?
I can't, yeah.
There's no website for them?
No, and Dancing with the Stars, too.
Oh, wow.
Tried that one, too.
Yeah. What?
I'll figure it out, I'm sure.
What network is it on, do you know?
I think The Voice is NBC.
NBC, that's
think,
what I was
yeah.
thinking too.
And Dancing with the Stars
is ABC, I think.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, so yeah, try NBC or something.
Speaking of Dancing with the Stars, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, I forgot his real name, but he did
Will Smith.
Oh yeah, it was Will Smith, but it wasn't. I guess it wasn't the actual. It was someone else that was in the show.
Okay.
Was on Dancing with the Stars, or is. And I guess it was last night because that's all I've seen today on Facebook. Uh-huh. But he did the moves. Brought back some of the moves that his character was known for in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air during his dance yesterday. Him and his partner. It's a really funny video.
Wow.
I'm going to try find it. But yeah, it's hilarious. It's goofy dancing, and it's just so funny. And everyone was posting saying, bring back Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Uh-huh. Wow. Yeah, I never watched that show, but I heard it was pretty funny.
I never really watched it either. I was more into Friends.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, you slice it, you're right? into Friends.
Yep. It's Alfonso Ribeiro. It was Carlton. That was his character.
Oh, okay.
And they're saying it was the Carlton.
Oh, okay.
That was his dance.
Oh, okay.
But it was pretty funny.
Yeah. Wow.
I watched a really good movie on the plane last night. It was called The Railway Man. I don't know if you've ever seen
Never
it.
Heard of it.
I don't know
Is
who
it
the actual.
Recent?
No, it's. Oh, it's 2013, so it's not that old. Oh, it was released April 2014.
Mm.
So yeah, man. It is.
Who is it with?
But it's no one that I knew.
Okay.
I'm going to try and get the actors up. But it was based on a true story of Eric Lomax in the, I think it's the Second World War that was in, the Second World War, yeah. Uh-huh. And it's in, by the Japanese in Singapore. He was captured. And it's just this, he was tortured and beaten, and it's a whole group of them, but it really focuses in on Eric Lomax, who was a British officer. And it's really touching because it shows his life when he was captured and tortured, and then when they were all freed, and then his life after that, and how he struggles to deal with it now.
Yeah.
And he got married, and something brought back a flashback, and that's it. He's just in this low way and ends up going back to Singapore, finds the person who tortured him, and they actually... Well, I won't give it all away.
Thank you.
But it's just a great movie to show that... I mean, I guess it's... what's it called when you have depression after, once you get back, post... I don't
postpartum?
Know the, yeah, but it's
oh,
not...
That's for...
But yeah, but what pregnant. Soldiers get.
Oh, post-traumatic shock syndrome.
That's it.
Right.
And it's just showing that and showing what he went through. And I didn't realize till the end that it was actually a true story, which was the craziest part because you don't... It was insane to see what conditions that the officers were kept in and after they were captured by the Japanese. But it was, so I would highly recommend it, The Railway Man.
Wow. Sounds pretty cool.
Oh, it's Nicole Kidman. Colin Firth and Nicole Kidman.
Oh, wow.
So it's big actors.
Yeah, it is big actors for a small movie that nobody heard of, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I'll have to catch it on video.
Yeah, The Railway Man was a great movie.
Yeah. Wow. Pretty cool. I talking about movies, I went to see This Is Where I Leave You. And I don't know if you heard of it.
I haven't, no.
It's with a great cast. You know, they have Jason Bateman, Jane Fonda. Who else? God, I can't even remember all of them. And it was fun because it's like a family that gets together after the father dies. And he wants them all to get together and sit Shiva, which is in Jewish religion, that's what many people do. They sit... For 7 days.
I've seen this. I've seen the previews for this.
Did you?
Was it funny?
It was funny as hell, I gotta tell you, man. It's like, you know, because you get a dysfunctional family together that doesn't normally live together or nearby, and they all come from different places in the country. And then they have to get to... They have to be together all this time, and it's funny as hell. I highly recommend it. And I don't usually go to movies like that, you know.
Yeah.
I prefer action and that. But I thought, I don't want to see any more people dying and all this stuff.
I know, right?
Give me funny stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad it was funny because it looks funny. But sometimes you never know with movies these days because they literally put the only two funny clips in the trailer.
Exactly.
And you go to the movie and it's like, well... Literally the only two clips that were funny I've already seen. So it's always a bummer. So that's interesting to know. I'll definitely see that.
Yeah, yeah, it's worth it, you know. And it's got some lessons to learn from all this. But all in all, it's funny, you know.
Yeah.
And but, you know, it's like the opening scene. It's like he catches his wife having a like screwing his boss in his bed, in his own bed.
Oh, wow.
You know? And I'm thinking, you know, how You know, how terrible can this be? I mean, could you ever forgive someone?
No.
No, huh?
No.
I mean, it's like, you know, the thought of it is terrible. So the sight of it would definitely make you like,
yeah,
there's no way.
Yeah, there's no
with
way.
With your legs around him.
Yeah.
I'm not going to bed with you again.
Yeah, there's no way. Definitely not.
Pretty devastating stuff, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't get this off my body. I need to try to control you.
We got it back.
I can't get it out of my mind. Oh, God. I wish we could sit here and listen to this song over and over, you know. It's cool because we have good headphones here and good sound systems, so
yeah,
you have to listen to it.
It is a good song, though. And you need one of those songs that you can just play and it puts you in a good mood.
Yeah.
And you can sing along to.
I do, and I sing along with it all the time. That's one of the things about me. I don't know if it happens to everyone, but when I discover a new song, I start playing it over and over and over.
Oh, I definitely do. It's and I beat it until it's done.
Yeah,
and
then it's dead.
And then it's released, and I hate it. And it's played on the radio all the time, and I have to change the channel because I'm like, ugh, I'm over this song.
Yeah,
you guys are late. Yeah. I've been playing it for so long.
I know, that's what happens, you know. And it's funny because tomorrow I might find a new song and then this one I'll forget about,
right,
for a few days, you know?
That's exactly how it goes,
right? But so I was thinking about this, it's really, I mean, the best time, the best part of a song is when you just discover it, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, just like anything else, I mean, love is cool when it's fresh and new. You
yeah.
Know, so.
Yeah, everything's nice when it's fresh and new. Right?
Yeah, I just thrive on novelty. Everything has to be new. You know, I get tired of things quickly. People too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I highly recommend that movie too. This is Where I Leave You. Let's see, there's a lot going on. I mean, we didn't really prepare much because we were supposed to have the guest here who let us know conveniently an hour before the show that they were not going to show up. And the email said, well, hopefully it won't mess up your show. So I had to think about that one. And I'm thinking, God, that's wishful thinking. Oh, wow.
There's two housewives from New York. I don't know if you've heard that they were under, or they were going through the trial because up for fraud, and they have been sentenced. It was, conspiracy and bankruptcy charges. And they've both been charged, the mom and the dad of, I think they have three children. They definitely have two daughters. I think it might be three. But the mom, Teresa, has been sentenced to 15 months in jail, while Joe, the husband, has been sentenced to 41 months, and they have to pay more than $200,000.
Now, what's
I read it was $400,000.
Is that taxes?
But I think it's tax evasion that they...
Oh, wow. Yeah, you don't pull that kind of shit, man. I mean,
yeah.
I'm telling you. It's like people don't understand that with the IRS, you don't mess with them.
Right.
You don't mess with them, you
exactly.
know.
Exactly.
Because they can make your life miserable.
Yeah. But because they have children, they've been given... Teresa is going to go to prison before. So she's going to serve her 15 months, and then he's going to go and serve his 41.
Oh, okay.
So that somebody
can
look after
the kids.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But... I guess Andy Cohen on Watch What Happens Live had them both in for an interview, and Joe has said that he just kind of made her sign the papers, and she didn't know, she didn't question, she didn't read, she didn't look at what she was signing.
Right.
And Andy Cohen, it seemed like, I haven't watched it yet, but he seemed like he digged in, and he'd said that he was taking out false loans. He admitted to it.
Wow.
That taking out false loans, yeah.
41 months doesn't sound like a lot, but that's 3.5 years.
Exactly.
Wow, that's a long time.
And even 21 is almost 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's tough for their kids, too. And, well, they've been, because I don't know if The Housewives of New York is still going on, but I know probably about a couple months ago, I saw a couple episodes where you can see them talking, the parents talking to the kids about what's going on, and because they're still on the show while this is happening,
right?
And obviously they film what, 6 months in advance. Mm-hmm. But it's real for them, and it's interesting to see that the kids are, everyone's saying stuff at school to them, and so it's a tough situation. But especially when you're in the public eye, it makes it even worse.
Yeah,
because everybody knows.
That's true. There you go.
And everyone knows at school that their friend's parents are going to jail.
Right. And how do people believe they're going to get away with that? That's what I don't get. You know, I mean, what is this?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I mean, the IRS will come after you for $25.
Right.
You know, and you're going to go and then, oh, they take out false loans and all that stuff. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's pretty tough stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's worth it. And people think they're going to get away with it, you know. I mean, there's no, like, deterrent for people. How can you not be afraid of getting caught with something like that? You have to be really stupid. I don't know what else it could be.
Yeah, definitely.
Afraid of nothing or something.
Yeah, completely. And they're very, they have this hard exterior, and Teresa had said nothing is gonna make her break her down and get her angry while she's there.
Yeah.
Because they both have this in very intense temper, and they have like the I don't know, I kind of stereotype New Jersey to be very hard people,
right?
Which,
well, everybody does.
Yeah. But they're very stereotypical New Jersey hard
really?
People, yeah.
Are they Italian too?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they're Italian as well.
So that's totally the stereotype. You know?
Yeah, yeah, but that's a long time to be sentenced for and taken away from your kids. And
yeah.
I mean, it's not worth it.
And they're not going to see each other for all these years,
yeah.
Too, you know, because they have to serve them consecutively.
Yeah, that's
right?
Like 6 years they're not going to see each other for.
Wow, yeah, so much for that marriage,
right?
God, I mean, can you imagine being in jail for so long?
No.
Wow.
And the children are the age where they know.
Yeah.
They know what's going on.
Yeah.
I'd say the kids are probably 10, 12.
Really?
Around that age. Wow. Maybe even a little bit older.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the kids know what's going on.
Yeah, you see, and that's the thing. I mean, even if you don't think you can, if you don't think you're going to get caught, but what about the kids? You know, what kind of example do you set for them? And then, and that's traumatic for a kid to lose their parent.
Definitely.
Who's going to prison.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to screw them up for the rest of their lives.
Right.
So don't people think about these things? I don't understand.
No, I don't either.
Everybody becomes a parent. They don't know what the hell they're doing. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Well, that calls for more of this. Feel like you're broken a scar. Feels right when you're with me. I'm going to drive you crazy with this song. But I mean, how can you possibly sit here with a song in my brain, you know? I mean, the song's in my brain. What can I do?
You just got to play it.
I do. Even if it's to disrupt the show for a couple of seconds. Yeah. So, a lot of stuff going on. I guess, you know, this new website, they call themselves Emergent. And they try to unveil, like, false stories on the internet and stuff.
Hmm.
And the reason I'm bringing it up is, did you see the one with the woman had, like, a third breast implanted?
Yeah, I did.
And she's, like, from Florida or something,
yeah.
I think, right? Or something like that. But
I don't know where she was from, but I remember.
Yeah.
But I remember seeing...
the picture and stuff?
Yeah, but yeah. Saying, is it fake? Like, was it just the way the bikini was?
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is that it doesn't look natural to me. I don't think it's true. And I just thought, you know, it looks like some stuff they would make on, like in the movies or something,
right?
You know?
Yeah.
So I don't think it's real at all.
So they put that on the website?
Yeah, so they're saying that's one of the example of how they, of the stories that are, like, not true. So,
it seems like I feel like most people know it's not true, though.
Well, yeah, you don't know, but I mean, so many people do likes and stuff on the picture, on Facebook and stuff,
right?
That people think, oh wow, you know, this is like a big.
It's got to be true,
stuff,
yeah.
But yeah, her name is Jasmine Tridevil. I mean, what the hell? That's a made up name.
Yeah, for
right?
Sure. Try.
Yeah.
I mean, she has three
and
in the
three
name.
Breasts, right. I mean, what is this? You know, yeah, that's not true at all.
Yeah.
bullshit. But if you haven't seen it, you guys got to see this. I mean, it looks like the weirdest thing. She looks like an alien. And it reminds me, I think it's because one, I've seen a movie, and I'm trying to think, I think it was Total Recall or something with Arnold. I think it was one of those where a woman had three breasts, but she was like from Mars or something, you know?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's supposed to be.
Are we supposed to think she's from Mars?
Yeah, I guess. Jasmine Tri-Devil, come on. Oh, wow. So people are crazy, man. You
yeah.
know?
Did you see there was a 6.4 earthquake in China this morning?
No, I did not see
yeah.
that. Really?
In wow. China's southwestern province of Yunnan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it doesn't look like the only limited casualties, but the photos looked like a lot more intense than limited casualties.
Wow. That's yeah, that's
the quake's epicenter was 163 kilometers northwest of Yunjinghong.
Okay. I
started reading that, I thought that was going to be somewhere that people knew, but and it's 10 kilometers deep.
Wow. That's interesting. I don't see it on CNN at all, but maybe it just happened.
I got it on Yahoo.
Yeah. Maybe it's new.
But yeah.
Yeah. So what's his name? Michael Phelps has been suspended for,
right.
We spoke about him getting drunk again and driving. So I guess he decided to go into a treatment, like
yeah.
a program or something. You know?
I know, which is surprising. I mean,
well, you don't have a choice, you know. I mean, I'm sure people pressured him to do this because that's the only way you're sort of like going to get people to forgive you, you know?
Right.
And the thing is that, you know, I don't, it's not about forgiving. I mean, because I couldn't really care less, but the fact of the matter is there's people that he's influencing.
Exactly.
You
people
know?
That look up to
young
him
people,
in the swimming, especially
athletes,
in the swimming community, that want to be like him. And it's interesting because I don't see him as the party animal. There's other people in
yeah.
USA Swimming that I think of and think, wow, they party a lot more and
yeah.
they're the ones that are kind of crazy and love to have fun.
Right.
So it's interesting that he's the one that got caught and now is checking
right.
himself into a program.
Right. And that's the thing. It's about being caught. You know, I mean, people can party all they want, but if they don't drive, they're fine.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
But he's the one that's been acting irresponsibly.
Yeah.
And
yeah, and
he's going to miss the world championship this
yeah.
year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which, I mean, he's already come up back out of retirement. I think it's just time to...
Yeah.
I don't know. I think maybe it's a sign.
Yeah, hang that, it up.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you're making stupid mistakes like this and supposed to be making a comeback, it's kind of like,
yeah.
well, you're not taking it that seriously if you're out at 3 o'clock in the morning driving drunk.
Right.
And I think that's the main message that it's sending to everybody.
Yeah. I know. You know, and I don't understand. I mean, people think, okay, so don't do the thinking while you're drunk, but do it while you're not drunk. And think about, you know, when you go to a party or something, plan. I mean, this guy could get a limo, he could get
right.
a cab, he could get friends.
It's not like he's short for money.
Yeah, I mean, even get Uber if you don't have money, you know?
Yeah.
Do whatever you want, but don't drive. I mean, what's that all about?
Yeah.
So that's the mistake. It's mm-hmm. not the partying and the drinking, you know?
Yeah.
It's the driving
mm-hmm.
part of it. And so I'm glad he's going into a program, but I don't think it's going to help. I mean, these people are like, you know, I think maybe it's part of the fact that he's a celebrity and they,
yeah.
you know, this phenomenon that celebrities have that they don't think they're going to get caught or they're okay.
Right,
and,
or just going to get let off. But
yeah.
when you go into like a program, it's, you quit.
Yeah.
Essentially, that's what you're taught, you're there to do. You're there to...
Right.
be helped on how to stop the habit that you have.
Right. But the success rate is usually not very high in
yeah.
those programs. He's going to a 6-week program, which is a month and a half. Often it's like 30 days and stuff, but God, that must be depressing to have to go through that. He's 29 years old and he's still competing, huh? He's still in good
yeah.
shape.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I mean. It's kind of like maybe it's time to hang your hat up for
yeah.
good and not... retire and then come back and
I know. That's what they do. You know, I think they miss either the sport or the money or whatever, you know.
Definitely the adrenaline and the feeling of of being...
The competition.
Yeah,
stuff,
exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't miss the mornings.
No.
I miss the... I do miss the team atmosphere and the feeling of when you've done such a good race and a good practice and that. But waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go swimming, I don't miss that.
Yeah.
I just don't miss waking up to jump into a cold pool.
I know. Did you ever do any relay swimming too?
Yeah. Yeah. I did the 4x200 relay.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's like, I mean, what if you're the one that screws up? I mean, that's got to be like a lot of pressure. Huh?
Yeah, definitely. Or you're the one that does the false start because that happens a lot in relays, the takeover. It's a lot. Takeovers are different in swimming because you have to time it perfectly to when the person touches and you take off.
Right.
But it's so easy to go early or go late and then you lose half a second.
Right.
So to time it perfectly is tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's a lot of pressure.
It but is. I was thinking about that.
But relays are fun.
Yeah.
Relays were always the fun event for me. It's like, I get to do something with a team.
Right, exactly.
Especially being a distance swimmer. You don't do as many relays because I'm not... When you do the 100 relay, the 4x100 relay, it's all sprinters.
Right.
So when you're a distance swimmer, the 4x200 is pretty much the only relay you're going to get.
Right.
So I always enjoyed that.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that I could do that. I really don't, Charlotte. I mean, but I guess, you know, I mean, God, you know, when you're young, you're still like in pretty good shape, you know.
Yeah.
And plus you practice and you've worked out and you exercise and stuff all this
time.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. But that's good. You know, I mean, it's always going to stay with you, even if you don't, you know, ever go into competitions and stuff, you know.
Right.
It'll stay with you and stuff. And that's pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good feeling, like, knowing that I'm proud of myself that I got a scholarship and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should be. What the hell, you know? Yeah. I noticed you got tan without burning. That's pretty good, huh?
Well, yeah, I put a lot of sunscreen on.
Did you?
A lot of sunscreen on, yeah. Because, like I said, the sun is... When I was in Florida and swimming outdoors all the time, I didn't really put sunscreen on. Like, I would put it on my face, but we just didn't really get burnt. Unless we swam at 12 to 2, like, right in the height of the day. Sometimes we did during summer. Swimming, we swam 2:30 to 4:30 in the afternoon, and we didn't get burnt. We just got tan.
Right.
Whereas in California, I realized quickly... Oh, I get burnt here.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
So I put sunscreen on, and in Hawaii, I put, I think, 50 on my face, and I was putting coats and coats of 30 on to make sure I didn't burn, but it was just so hot that I got tan. It was nice. It's always good to get tan.
I know.
But I didn't get burned because I put so much sunscreen on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I wonder why we put like such emphasis on tanning and stuff. You know, I mean, people go and they tan, you know, with those sprays and the tanning beds and all that stuff.
Tanning beds scammy, but I think everyone thinks that everyone looks better, I think, with a little bit of color.
I guess.
Yeah. And you're supposed to look skinnier. Whether that's true, I don't know. But I think that's one reason why girls like it.
Yeah. But that's the question is, why do we think people look better when they're tan? I mean, it's interesting, you know, because some people look great when they're not tan.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, so I don't know, but I mean, I like tanning. I like being a little darker and stuff, you know, and I think it does look good on people. But I also think it gives you the feeling of summer, you know.
So, right, completely.
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Speaking of weight, Jessica Simpson, who... She has a multi-million-dollar contract with Weight Watchers because when she had her last child, she did a program and did commercials and all that for losing weight after her baby, like losing the baby weight. And
what were we talking about again? I'm sorry.
Jessica Simpson.
Okay.
And served as a spokesperson. But I guess she's dropped 60 pounds in less than 7 months, but... The past couple of times that she was supposed to hit a goal weight, she didn't. So they weren't able to show a full body. They were only allowed to show shoulders, or only showed shoulders up. And now she's announced that she's pregnant again.
Really?
So I guess executives of Weight Watchers aren't happy because she is pregnant.
Yeah.
And she's, I guess, not sticking to her contract, which...
Wow.
I don't know. She got pregnant.
60 pounds, that's a lot to gain, right? During pregnancy?
Yeah, I think so.
It's
And 60 pounds in 7 months. That's 10 pounds a month almost that she's been losing.
Right, that she's losing. But it didn't take her that long to gain it, I'm sure.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's a lot to gain during pregnancy. I've never heard of something like that.
Yeah.
She must have looked really fat.
She did. She definitely gained a lot of weight.
Yeah.
My
question is, why are we even talking about her? Not you and I, but in general, why is she even relevant? She hasn't sung anything in years. You know, she was on a reality show for 2 minutes in her life, and
right.
now she's like a spokeswoman. Mm-hmm. I don't get it.
Well, yeah, and now this is what she's clinging on to for her to stay in the... in the limelight.
Yeah.
And Weight Watchers deal on the commercials.
Yeah. Okay, well, if she wants kids, let her have kids, but it comes at a price, I guess.
Yeah, but I guess she'll lose her multi-million dollar contract.
Yeah. Well, what the hell? She's got a few million sitting around, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think so, too.
The stupid things that she's done. Yeah. And, so talking about pregnancy, I guess Blake Lively just announced
right.
that she's expecting... And I guess she's with Ryan Reynolds, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are they married? Oh, yeah. They married in 2012.
They're a very good-looking couple.
Very good-looking couple, yeah. She's very cute, yeah.
Yeah, she is.
I wonder how old she is. 27 years old. She's 27. She looks hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. He does, too, I guess, you know.
Definitely. Yeah. Very good-looking couple.
Yeah. The thing is that, you know, there's so many good-looking people in the world, but you just don't know them, you know?
Right.
It's funny how we only think of the good-looking people as our celebrities and stuff, you know?
Yeah, it's so true.
Yeah. But these are the people that are visible, so mm-hmm. that's who we aspire to be, I guess.
Yeah.
But looking great is not something you really work hard at. You know, you're either born with it or you're not.
Right.
You can improve it a little bit, you know, but...
Yeah, but there's only so much to work with.
I know. I don't know why Ryan Reynolds seems like an airhead to me. I don't know
really?
Why. Yeah. I never heard him speak or anything, but just maybe the way he looks, I don't know. But who cares? I wouldn't mind being an airhead like that and have his money.
I know,
and his
right?
his looks, yeah.
Wow. I was going to say, he's 37.
Is he really?
He's a little bit older.
Wow, 10 years older.
Yeah.
At that age, it's hard to tell, though, you know?
Right.
The difference.
Mm-hmm.
27, 37.
Yeah, definitely.
The same. Yeah. I guess there's this debate going on about, and this is not new, you know, about like how when a woman dresses sexy, she's inviting rape and stuff, you know? And there's a debate on this, and many people claim this, and it's very disturbing. Because what you're doing is you're blaming the criminal behavior on the woman. And the thing is, I can't imagine that anybody would want to be or risk being raped if,
right.
you know, if it was up to her. So the thing is this, is that, you know, they're saying, yeah, there's still like a lot of horny guys out there and stuff. But that's not the point. The point is that... there are things that are attractive out there, not just women. And you don't go and you just take it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see a nice car on the street. Yeah, I'd love to have it, but I'm not going to go and steal it.
Right.
You know, and that's what you do when you rape someone. You steal their life. You steal their soul. And, you know, so I don't understand when people are like saying, don't show off your body parts and this. What does this have to do with anything, you know?
I agree. And I think girls just want to look nice and feel nice and dress the way that they think they look good.
Yeah. I mean, if you can't feel safe wearing the clothes that you wear, you know, where do we go from here?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's like there's no excuse for rape. And often they say it's not really because the guy's turned on, but it's more like... you know, a control, a power thing, you know. Often I think the guys... I think often that the guys that rape, they don't like women, you know. And maybe
yeah.
sometimes that's why they do it. They're resentful mm-hmm. or whatever. But it's, you know, to blame the victims is totally unacceptable to me. And I don't see this, you know. They say that rapists seek opportunity, you know. And...
yeah, definitely. But it's like when with the whole, everything that's going on in the NFL right now with domestic violence.
Right.
Like when people kind of blame the woman that it's their fault for right. not leaving. And it's the same kind of thing that...
It is. It's turning it around and blaming the victim.
Yeah.
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 I know. And you know, I mean, and from what I read, you know, so many people get away with rape and stuff, you know, because mm-hmm. the women don't want to report it. They feel it
because
was their
fault.
Because
they're embarrassed.
Yeah, yeah. Like they invited this and all that stuff. And, you know, and then conversely, I think some guys maybe are wrongly accused, you know, because I think there are some women, let's say especially younger girls, like maybe high school, after high mm-hmm. school and stuff, college age, where... they have consensual sex and then they'll go, oh, what did I do, you know?
Right.
And then they'll turn around and blame the guy. And you get arrested before they ask any questions. First you get arrested.
Yeah,
then
definitely.
They find out that you didn't do it.
Right.
You know, but by then your name is soiled completely and you can't get a job. You can't even look at your own friends and family because mm-hmm. nobody yeah. believes you.
Yeah, definitely. It's sad how easy it is for a woman to in that situation to ruin
right
to ruin somebody
I
but
know.
Then it's also on the other hand a man can do the same thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true. But what about this here? I guess I'm trying to get to the Christina Aguilera part. Like this. For those of you who don't know, this is Moves Like Jagger by Maroon 5. And it's been playing in my mind for days now. So I've got to play it, you know. I mean, it's just, I can't not play it, you know. And it's just, I mean, the song just grabs you, you know.
Yeah.
Grabs you by the balls. Here comes Christina. You want to know how to make me smile. I never even knew that she was part of the song
yeah.
until I heard it. I love when people collaborate like this.
Definitely.
You know? It's always cool. Okay, you can't listen to the song without singing and dancing. It just doesn't happen. I better close this page, man. I'm going to keep on doing this.
It's okay. We had the Christina Aguilera pot.
Oh, wow. Now, I'm sure you've heard of the Ebola outbreak and stuff.
Yeah.
And this worries me a lot because what I don't understand is some of these diseases come from Africa. And why is it like that? You know, they're saying that AIDS came from Africa too. I don't get it. Maybe because, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, many people live there in tribes and stuff. They don't get medical care and things like that.
Right.
So, but how do you catch something like this? I don't know. What's scary, though, is that now they're still able to identify the, you know, the people that are sick that are coming to America or to other countries mm-hmm. from Africa. But the question is, what happens when this starts spreading, you know?
Right.
You're not going to be able to contain it.
Yeah.
And it's very scary. And,
definitely.
And, you know, it's been said that it doesn't get transferred by, it's not airborne and it's not transferred through the air. But some people are saying that it is.
You
know, that we're not being told the truth.
Yikes. See, that's where it gets scary when this all... different things are being said that we're not being told the truth. And
yeah, I know. Yeah. And it's very scary, you know. But I salute all these Doctors Without Borders that go into these places and risk their lives and everything. And
yeah, definitely.
And sure enough, you get doctors and nurses that get the disease too.
Right. That happened.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
So... yeah, I see contacts with a nurse's assistant and stuff. Wow.
Yeah,
so they're monitoring
scary.
This, but I don't know how much it's going to help, you know.
Right.
Yeah. All right, well, I guess that's it for today. Guest or no guest, we always give you a great show here.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. And I don't think I'm going to reschedule. You know, I'm kind of irritated. Maybe I'll get over it later. We'll see. I don't hold grudges, you know?
Yeah.
Unless people that really screw me, but this is not, in the scheme of things, this is not a big deal.
Right.
You know? All right, everyone. Well, thank you for joining us. We're going to have a great guest that I know is not going to flake tomorrow.
Yes.
And we'll see you all tomorrow then.
For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.